do ask that you would come now and fill this place. We do want you to be exalted in our praise, O Lord. And we declare before all the powers and principalities and before all of humanity and all of creation that you are God and there is no other. Thank you, Lord. You, Lord, as our King, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our Shield.
Keep me dear.
Lord, we say, come and fill us with your glory. Come and fill us with your Ruach, that we might praise you and glorify you.
Thank you.
come to you, Lord. We come to you and we give you thanks and we praise you, Lord. We praise you for who you are and for what you have done, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, as we remember the Exodus that we have read and we approach the formal remembrance of the Exodus in a couple of weeks of the Passover, Lord, let us do so entering into a spirit of freedom, Lord, that we will observe the deliverance from death that you have given us, Lord, as free people and not slaves, O Lord. Thank you.
Gently lay your hand upon my chest, and I will comfort you like a mother on her breast. And the tide can change so fast, but I will stay the same through the past.
Thank you. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known.
From the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."